Democratic presidential candidates are in New Hampshire, busy preparing for next week's primary. They gave their own assessments of the State of the Union and of the Bush administration. General Wesley Clark dismissed the president's promises as smoke and mirrors. Senator Joe Lieberman said the president's trying to camouflage an irresponsible, divisive right-wing agenda. From Howard Dean, Americans will see through the president's attempts to, quote, wrap up his radical agenda with a compassionate ribbon. David Plotz is normally Slate's Washington bureau chief. In an odd choice of timing, he's been living in New Hampshire for the past few months while he's working on a book, and one that's not about politics, but he's been watching the action there. David, overall, how do you think people are doing, especially following Senator John Kerry's remarkable performance winning the Iowa caucuses on Monday night?
I think there are two questions. One is whether the cult-like hold that Howard Dean had on his New Hampshire followers has been broken, and I think where their support goes, if in fact the support totally collapses for Dean, where their support goes is an interesting question. My sense about Kerry is that he has this fantasy, I think, that he's going to pick up all the Dean supporters. There's a slogan which is, you know, they dated Dean, they'll marry Kerry. But I think Kerry is, in a way, too familiar to people here. They have seen him far too much over the past 20 years in action, and they don't really want to spend much more time with him.
Well, there is that new kid on the block, John Edwards.
Right, and I think that the open question is kind of whether this eroding support and the undecideds go to Clark or to Edwards. I really don't think Kerry is going to pick them up.
Wesley Clark, the retired general and now presidential candidate, did skip Iowa and expressly go to New Hampshire, and he's really betting everything there and doing pretty well with it, I guess.
He's doing great. I saw him 2 months ago, soon after he'd started seriously campaigning up here, at a high school, and he was flat. His answers to questions just went on and on and sort of dragged out. I saw him last week at my gym, of all places. I went for a workout, and there was General Clark. And he was doing some child event, and there was a little press conference, and he was incredibly sharp. And he's obviously, he has that sort of Rhodes Scholar quality of mastering any subject in 3 weeks. And he has learned how to speak like a politician, and he's, you know, memorized every fact and figure you could want about, you know, logging policy or, you know, how much is it going to cost to fully fund No Child Left Behind? The speed at which he has mastered this profession really impressed me a huge amount.
Just remind us, if you will, why it is that so many political reporters like New Hampshire more than they like covering Iowa. This really tells you something as a political analyst.
As my colleague William Salatin has written in Slate, you're not entirely sure who wins the Iowa caucuses. The results of any given caucus are never really clear, that you don't know how people have chosen. The votes change in the course of the evening. In New Hampshire, you have a single act that people are very familiar with. They cast a ballot, and you have a clear numerical result by the end of the evening, which expresses absolutely the will of the voters. It's got a clarity to it that Iowa doesn't have.
David Plotz of Slate, thanks for joining us from New Hampshire.
Thank you, Alex.